With only 2 days to go to Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Cyprus, where he will present the working guidelines for the October Synod for Churches in the Middle East, the Holy Father's thoughts turn to the people of Gaza.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, comincio con un appello, con profonda trepidazione.
At the end of his Wednesday audience, he said, "With great trepidation, I followed the tragic events that occurred near the Gaza Strip. I feel the need to express my heartfelt condolences for the victims of these painful events, which worry those who care about peace in the region. Again, I say with a heavy heart that violence does not solve disputes, but increases their tragic consequences and generates more violence. I appeal to those who have political responsibilities locally and internationally to relentlessly seek just solutions through dialogue to ensure the people of the best living conditions, harmony and serenity.
Vi invito ad unirvi a me nella preghiera per le vittime, per i loro familiari.
I invite you to join me in prayer for the victims, their relatives and those who suffer. The Lord will support the efforts of those who never tire of working for reconciliation and peace."
E per la pace.
I'm Emer McCarthy.
On Wednesday, Israeli authorities began expelling the first of some 600 activists seized during a raid on an aid convoy sailing to Gaza. At least 9 activists were killed in the bloody raid. For nearly 3 years, Israel has implemented a policy of banning all movement of goods and people in and out of Gaza, except for the most basic humanitarian necessities, which are imported by international aid agencies. Well, Kamboni sister Alicia Vacas, a trained nurse, was part of an international fact-finding team that recently traveled to Gaza. I asked her about the humanitarian situation, which risks worsening further as Egypt proceeds with the construction of an underground wall to cut off Gazan tunnels, which she says are a lifeline for the Gazan population.
I think it is terrible. It's terrible from any point of view, but it is a great mistake also from the humanitarian point of view, because we have to consider that Gaza is under siege, under embargo. It has been like this for more than 2 years now. And life in Gaza keeps going through these tunnels. These tunnels are like the umbilical
cord
mm-hmm. to Gaza.
And now, these are tunnels that the Palestinians are digging underneath the wall, well, the fences and the confinements into Egypt.
You have to say that Rafah, the city in the south of Gaza, it has been like a cause of contend between the two lands for a long time, and the line, the demarcation line, comes in the middle of the city. So actually they are so close to each other. So there is Rafah city in Gaza, and there is Rafah city also in Egypt. So it's so easy, they are so close. And it became very common over the years, digging tunnels. And it's very, in Gaza, it is a very formal thing in the sense that the owners of shops or business, they dig their own tunnels to pass their own things, their own materials. They pay taxes for this to Hamas. And they pay for any kind of, like national borders, and they pay for anything they are bringing in. So in Gaza, this is a business, and this is something very formal. Cutting the tunnels is cutting life for Gaza, because they don't have any other way of getting, especially food, but all the goods, they don't have any other way of getting it. Through the official checkpoint, nothing is coming in. I mean, the humanitarian aid from the UN or from other organizations is cutting down and down and down. And during the attacks, there were 700 camions getting in every day, and now there are seven.
Seven trucks.
Seven mm-hmm. trucks every
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Israel has done a very severe nutritional politics. So if they get pasta, they don't get rice, for instance. And the situation is very, very serious. So it is not only immoral, or it's not only ridiculous and terrible expenses. And it is also a terrible humanitarian crisis. It's a disaster.
Yet It's through these tunnels that Hamas is getting its weapons, artillery, all kinds of equipment that is going, you know, for attacks against Israel. So
yeah, but it's not very clever because Hamas is not using the same tunnels for their own things than for goods or public things. They have their own tunnels and they know how to get through.
You're saying that they should make a choice between Hamas tunnels and tunnels that local merchants are using to get their goods across?
Yeah, it's obvious that Hamas are not using the same tunnels as the people for their own business. They have their own ways and they are more hidden than the others. If you go to Rafah, you see the tunnels all over. They are under plastics, like plastic tents, and you can see them all over the place. Hmm. But these are not Hamas tunnels. These are public tunnels. So I think it's quite useless also because with or without the wall, Hamas would find a way to pass the weapons, artillery and all the rest. And you are punishing the whole population. There are 1.5 million people in Gaza. How can they live up?
What is life like for the people there in Gaza? And how much support does Hamas enjoy among the local population?
Well, I think that at the beginning he enjoyed a large support because people are very frustrated by the Palestinian Authority and by Fatah, and there has been a lot of corruption. And I think that they had a very wide support. It was a hope, the sense that the only people who were caring for the population were Hamas.
Because they provide also
social services.
They provided
a lot of
services.
Hospitals.
Right.
They opened a lot of hospitals, social centers. So the population got the impression that Hamas was caring for them. And since on the other side there were a lot of corruption and people used a lot of international aid for themselves and for their own interests. So I think that for a while for people was a hope. I think, maybe it is a personal impression, but I think that in Gaza, a lot of people now feel that they are trapped, that they are in a cage. They don't have international help. Aid is not coming in. So all the money that nations send to Gaza, it is blocked in Ramallah because there was this terrible conflict. They didn't want to give it to Hamas. They give it to Fatah, but Fatah is in Ramallah, and they don't have access to Gaza. So this money never reached Gaza. Not even a sack of cement entered Gaza, so reconstruction didn't happen. So I think that they feel in a cage, in a trap, and also in a political trap, because they don't have other chances. Hamas is also becoming tougher and tougher, and there is no chance for opposition in Gaza. So I think that from many points of view, they are in a very, very difficult situation. I don't think that Hamas has in Gaza in this moment the support it has a few years ago. But it is also very difficult to know how far this change has an impact on the population because it's very difficult that people speak up freely in Gaza. It's becoming more and more a dictatorship. You can feel the fear also. So it's not an easy situation. People are really, really in a struggle.
And thanks there to Comboni sister Alicia Vacas from Jerusalem.